Friends, Romans, countrymen, it's Stage Direction with Alice Canton.
Morning, Alice. How are you?
I'm so good. And Brinley and I are already like giggling, giggling Gerties in the
just
background.
Just impressed by the intro.
Kia ora, Brinley Stent. How are you today?
It's really good to have be here. Yes, I'm good. It's really good to have me here.
It is absolutely a joy.
I mean, that's what I always say when I go anywhere. I'm like, it's a pleasure to be here for you.
My presence is your presence.
Yes. We're so blessed to have Brinley Stent in the studio talking about Soft Carnage, which coming to the basement next week. The show that launched 1,000 careers. No. I wish. It happened during lockdown, so it was like, hey, this was a cool show, now go away and hide away. Soft Carnage, three words to describe the aesthetic comedy in the comedy, the vibe of Brinley Stent.
Oh, Brinley Stent.
Yeah, three words.
Absurdist.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Kooky. And I guess dark, but super dark, but dark, edging dark.
Dark okay. Light?
Yeah.
Dark light to him. The dark part for me is a bit about Brinley Stent comedy, TM, that
thank you.
It really is, it's sometimes I must admit, I am laughing and also being like, I shouldn't laugh about that. But not in like a gross like punching down way, but in a way, and it's like the joy of finding lightness in dark things. Talk to us about what's like the theme of what's Soft Carnage about?
Oh, Soft Carnage. Well, Soft Carnage is about, I think a lot of comedians have this, but a lot of people have this, which is using humour as a coping mechanism.
Hard out.
So it's about whenever something dark or deep happens, or you've got trauma or grief, but it's like making jokes to make light of that. And I don't actually have any answers for that in the show. There's no like, it's good, it's bad, it's healthy, it's not healthy. It's just kind of me exploring that because I do that myself.
Mm-hmm. Fair. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so it's like spending the evening with someone who's like, yo, here's a thing. Like, so it's like there are elements of the show that is I mean, it's obviously a comedy show. What is the show?
So it's basically set in a therapist's office, and it came about when I was forced to do therapy after my mum died when I was 18, and I hated it because it was forced on me. The person was super sacred. They were not robust at all. They talked to me in this kind of voice like this. Brinley Stent, and I hated it because I was like, I don't know, it just made it worse for me, and it ruined my relationship with therapy. And so while I was in those shows, I was like, wow. I mean, sorry, while I was in those therapy sessions, I was like, man, I was just like, I kept dreaming and making jokes, and they're like, stay in the room. So that's this show, is it's set in a therapist's office, and I keep going off on these tangents and sketches and characters and stuff like that, and the therapist keeps going, come back, be with us.
So, I mean, obviously, it's just you on stage, and all the kind of, what we call it, mechanisms that you have up your sleeve to work as essentially a solo sketch performer.
Yeah, that's wild, I have to say.
Truly wild. why sketch and not just like, oh, hey guys, I've got a microphone, I'm standing on a stage, it's the number 11.
Yeah, I respect deeply those who can do stand-up.
I am not one of those people.
I cannot do stand-up. I tried it for a year. I tried all the raw nights and mostly ended up crying. But there's something for me about, here's my pre-written jokes. I'm going to stand in front of you and you better laugh or I'm going to be destroyed. Yeah. I don't like that. So I feel like with sketch, it's a little bit more like, well, I'm going to do the show, and if you like it or not, then it doesn't really matter. It exists regardless.
Yes.
Wow. It rolls along. There are some characters, it's a story, and if no one's here, the show continues.
Well,
versus with stand up where you kind of are like, please be with me, please laugh at me.
If there's no
Siri.
Siri's got thoughts.
Siri's like, you need, this is existential for a Tuesday morning. If a tree falls in a forest, is anyone here? If a show happens in a theatre show and there's no audience, did it happen? So you do sketch. So it means that you're taking on characters. Mm. There's like a sort of a setup, all that kind of stuff. And I think what brings that stuff to life is like, you're a trained actor. You come from like a drama. you went to drama school, you did Shakespeare, you've done like...
Wow, thank you for the CV.
And also is available and also single.
Yeah.
So,
actually, that's true.
She's like rocking this really like gorgeous like bisexual energy to
it's
like,
my
the
whole,
studio.
Whole vibe for 2022. Embodied bisexuality.
Just gorgeous. I did get distracted. also, as a disclaimer, obviously Brinley
talk about theatre.
I know, talk about theatre. We lived together for years and years and years and years and worked together for years and years and years and have done shows together for years and years and years. So
I'm just enjoying the double act that I'm getting to be honest.
That
it's
should
fantastic.
Be the next show. Maybe I shouldn't do solo anymore.
Stint
I should go into a duo.
I actually do have a question about the being solo doing this kind of thing. Do you think it is something you could ever try and work with another person around it? For something like Soft Cartage, where you're obviously mining your own quite sticky experiences, is it something you could ever bring other people into, or is this a show that always for you had to be done by yourself?
Great question. I think this show had to be done by myself. I actually have done a few duo sketch shows with people, but I found like the subject matter was fun and frivolous, but it didn't feel like I'd had the show, the one that I was like, I need to just make it and like get it done, because I think everyone has that show, and every artist has that show where people are like, it's the show, that thing that they've been waiting to talk to the audience about, or waiting to share, or waiting to like figure out. So this one always was destined to be solo, but I am absolutely keen and open to do collabs in the future now. I've kind of got this one under the belt.
Nice. Gorgeous. Yeah. So a lot coming to a store near you. obviously, you won Billy T last year.
Yeah.
So you're Billy T award winner. This year, the Billy T noms are carrying over. I mean, are you going to be sneaky and be like, here's my pick? Who's going to take it out?
No, I would never. Oh. My lips are sealed.
Oh, okay.
I feel like that's... No, but I wouldn't give my, like, there are five of my friends.
Oh, yeah.
I wouldn't be like, well, I think this person's the best and they should win.
Yeah. Who's your favourite child? Yeah, is that kind of conversation?
They're all great. Very excited.
Yes.
I'm going to watch them all.
Yeah, and I think it's quite nice to see a mix of, like, kind of theatre people, theatrical, and then the kind of, as we say, like, that kind of stand-up vibe.
Yeah, yeah.
Definitely.
This show is on, you've done the show, right? You did it in Christchurch already. You've done it in Wellington at Bats. So this is like a homecoming for the show.
Well, I've done
say?
It in Auckland.
Yes.
This is the return season.
Yeah, gorgeous. And I guess my view would be that because it's been on the road and you've had some time to revisit stuff, it's a little bit toiter. It's you're probably testing material with audiences and going, oh, that didn't work.
Yeah, totally. Although when I did it at Bats recently, they sent me the audience feedback without me asking. And I read through it and it's like, you know, there are like maybe 30 lovely comments in a row, but you're just like the one that sticks out that's bad. You're like, sends you on a spiral.
Oh. Yeah.
And so I'm already like, should I take it out? Should I change it? They didn't like it. You know?
Oh, but just that thing of like when you test with an audience, you can't throw the bubby out with the bathwater, right? You've got to...
It was actually about babies, so...
Oh,
yeah.
No! I'm sorry for triggering. Okay, you don't want to throw the proverbial baby out? The proverbial baby out? Okay. So, call to action. The show opens next week.
Tuesday.
8th of November to the 12th of November.
Thank you.
6:30 p.m. at the Basement Theatre.
Yes.
You know what? I reckon make a night of it. Go to Brinley Stent's
Double
Soft
Bill.
Carnage at 6:30 and then stick around for Janae Henry's show, which is
awesome.
On at 8 p.m.
We actually have a promo code too.
Oh, go off.
Yeah, if you want to come to see both shows, you can come to both shows for $38, a bargain. You can see Soft Carnage and Literally Obsessed. Janae's one of the Billy T noms this year. And the code you can use at the checkout is Literally Carnage.
Literally Carnage.
I'd love to see that show too.
Excellent. Brinley Stent, thank you so much for coming in today to talk about Soft Carnage.
Always a pleasure and an honour.
Alice Canton in your No Memes No T-shirt, which I really enjoy. Thank you as well for your wise direction. We'll see you both soon.
Yeah.
Bye.
That was Stage Direction with Alice Canton.
We'll be back.